started it quite well. You know, there is an invasion happening in Donegal right now, but I've been saying, like, I ran in 2020 in the general election warning the people of Donegal that this invasion was happening. It's happening right now. The people of Donegal give me a lot of support. You know, in 5 years' time, I promise you, it's going to be a lot worse. So I'll be back again, don't you worry. I want to thank everybody for voting for me. I really, really appreciate it. Everyone who canvassed for me, who leafleted with the Patriot van, the Patriot stall, I'm very, very grateful. This is our homeland. We will not be replaced. Ireland belongs to the Irish.
As you said, you ran in the general election 2020. If I recall correctly, you got about 500, give or take, first preferences. Ended up with about 804 before you were eliminated on the third count, if I recall. Now, I mean, this has given you a springboard. Are you going to contest the next general election, be it 6 months, be it 8 months' time, and are you going to increase that vote?
Oh, of course. I'm going to use the general election to raise awareness about this mass immigration invasion. The Irish people are being replaced in our own homeland. We have never been asked. This is our homeland. We have nowhere else to go to. Ireland belongs to the Irish. Our youngsters are forced to emigrate because there's nothing here for them. Foreigners are getting preferential treatment. It's not fair. Our children are dying on the street. 14,000 Irish homeless. We can house the world, but we can't look after our own people. Put our own people first. That was my message, and I've done very well. Unfortunately, I didn't make it, but, you know, the general election will be in a few months, hopefully.